This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Making plans with asthma can be awful. It always goes from, that sounds fun, to, in this weather, what if my asthma acts up? I got tired of saying no. So my doctor suggested Dupixent. I'm Rachel, and I'm sponsored by Regeneron in Santa Fe to share my story with real patients like me.
Dupixent, dupilumab, is an add-on prescription maintenance treatment for adults and children 6 years and up with moderate to severe eosinophilic or oral steroid-dependent asthma that's not controlled with current asthma medicines. Dupixent is not for sudden breathing problems.
Dupixent helps people breathe better in as little as 2 weeks. And now I don't even think twice about saying yes to plans more, rain or shine.
Severe allergic reactions, including skin reactions, can occur. Get help right away for face, mouth, tongue, or throat swelling, wheezing, or trouble breathing. Tell your doctor right away of signs of inflamed blood vessels like rash, chest pain, worsening shortness of breath, brown or dark-colored urine, tingling or numbness in limbs. Tell your doctor of new or worsening skin symptoms, joint aches and pain, or a parasitic infection. Don't change or stop other treatments without talking to your doctor.
Do more with less asthma. Ask your asthma specialist about Dupixent by name. Visit Dupixent.com or call 1-844-DUPIXENT.
97.1 FM Talk Podcast.
All right, good morning to you. You listen to the Mark Cox Morning Show. That would be me. We got Kim St. Ange in here and Ethan Bright. And it is day number three of Democrats across America acting exactly like our international enemies with their reaction to what's gone on in Venezuela. I don't know how else to sum it up. That's pretty much what's happened. Every time a Mark Kelly or Chris Murphy or any of these folks open their mouths, Hakeem Jeffries, I hear the exact same complaints I'm hearing from the leaders of Communist China and, of course, Russia and, of course, the communists in Cuba. Oh, they all hate the fact that we took out Maduro in Venezuela. Imagine that. Isn't it odd that the Democrats are not self-aware enough to realize they sound exactly like the enemies of America? All right, I'm off my soapbox. Good morning, Kim. How are you doing?
Good morning. Yeah, I'm doing really well. I'm just looking online at Amazon at Venezuelan flags, if anyone's interested.
I thought you were shopping.
You can get them for as low as $6.26, it looks like. So there's a deal if you're interested. If you want to throw away your Palestinian flag, right, and you want to move over to the Venezuela camp, and that's going to be the hill you want to die on now, then
yeah,
they're cheap.
Yeah. Well, I mean, I saw people trading in their Ukraine flags for the Palestinian flag, and then the Palestinian flag now for the Venezuelan flag. I think that's fantastic.
Well, they probably have the BLM flag too, right? It's just a lot of flags that they've had to store over these last several months.
Yeah. Absolutely. It's still dominating the news coverage, of course, this morning, and I don't even know what else is going. Even Tim Walz deciding not to run in Minnesota. Sorry, I'm having some microphone problems this morning. Even Tim Walz deciding not to run in Minnesota because it's hard to govern from a jail cell, a potential jail cell. It has been overshadowed by what's happened with Maduro. Of course, they pleaded not guilty to all the federal charges, claimed he'd been kidnapped, and, you know, he's still the legitimate president of his country, even though nobody in Venezuela feels that way.
Or anyone else around
the world, really. Maybe the Chinese and the Russians and a few Democrats. More than a few Democrats. It's absolutely maddening to watch. It's not surprising. And it, you know, I heard Scott Jennings say this yesterday, and I've got the sound here. We'll play for you this morning. But wow, you got to look at what Scott Jennings said about this whole thing, because he's right. A poll came out on CNN of all places, Kim, asking how Americans feel about the sudden, you know, taking of Maduro from Venezuela in the middle of the night, bringing him to America, throwing him into chains, putting him in a courtroom. And here's the surprise number. How many Americans do you think? Have you seen the poll, Kim?
No.
How many Americans do you think supported it, opposed it?
I would bet more than half approve it. I bet there's some sane liberals who see that he's a crazy dictator. So I would say it's, what, 60-40?
40% approved, 42% were opposed, and 18% are roadkill. Because nothing exists in the middle of the road except roadkill. I don't know who the 18% of people are who aren't sure if they think taking a despot like this guy out of office, out of a country that he has single-handedly destroyed at his own benefit to enrich himself, is not a good idea. I don't know who those people are. I don't know who the 42% of people are that oppose it. Like, how can you be on the fence? I'm just not sure if this was a good idea or not. Venezuela is going to be better off for this. America is going to be better off for this. But only 40% approved it. In the CNN, it's a CNN poll.
Here's what I will say, though.
And 42% were opposed.
This is certainly not unprecedented, because you were talking about what George H.W. Bush did. I mean, clearly this has been done before, but it's not like it's a common occurrence. This is the first time this has happened. You know, in a very, very long time. And so I think a lot of people are just trying to wrap their brains around what just happened. It's hard to keep up with Trump.
36 years, to be exact.
Okay, there you go. My entire lifetime, pretty much, this is the first time this has happened. And so it's crazy. I, to be honest with you, when I had heard the news, when I woke up and I'm, you know, searching social media, and I guess it was yesterday morning or Sunday morning? I guess it was Sunday. I'm like, they can do that? I didn't even realize it. It's one of those things where I'm like, okay, so our president, our government can go in there and take another person, you know, just, yeah. It's very different.
And you should have heard Stephen Miller on with Jake Tapper from CNN yesterday, because Stephen Miller just tore him a new one, so to speak, over this whole issue. He's like, listen, we are a superpower. We are not going to allow this to exist in our hemisphere. An illegitimate dictator who stole elections, even though we've had some stolen in this country that still hasn't been resolved, but an illegitimate dictator who stole elections, who is comporting with the greatest enemies of our country. And here's something you should look at on a map for anybody who hasn't picked up the map yet this morning and looked at this since this happened 3 days ago. Look where Venezuela is. It's not that far from Florida. It's really sits way up on the northeastern tip of South America, and it's not all that far from Aruba. Aruba is just off the coast down there. Anybody that's been to Aruba on vacation, that's how close it is strategically to the United States. And we have enemies like China and Russia and Cuba who've cozied up to this guy, and could very well have, for all we know, be installing missile bases in this country that close to our border. And if you're the biggest superpower in the world, and you're the only one that traditionally and continually stands up for freedom and democracy, you have to put your foot down. And that's what happened.
Well, and I saw Venezuela's interim president now saying she wants to work with the United States. One of my biggest questions would be, Trump has talked about wanting to tap into the oil reserves. I know he's meeting with a lot of these, what was the CEOs of these big oil companies, right? Coming up later this week. I'd like to know what that looks like.
Well, we'll talk more about this in the course of the show. I've gone a little long here. But the bottom line is that Argentina wanted to access its tremendous natural resources, including oil, but they didn't have the money to do it. So they lured a bunch of American international companies down there to drill. And then Hugo Chavez came along, and after the oil wells were drilled and the oil started pumping out, he nationalized it all, seized it from American companies who sued him over it, won, you know, billions of dollars in court rulings, but of course never get any of the money because the guy is a dictator and he didn't pay anything. And now they have a chance to go back in and recoup some of those losses. They're going to jump at the chance to go down and get jumpstart that oil production down there. And I, for all the people that are claiming it's just about the oil, you knew that was going to happen. Now, I saw a quote from Thomas Massie. I hope it's not true, because you can't believe everything you see on Facebook. But I saw a quote from Thomas Massie saying, it's not about him being a dictator. It's not about drugs. It's about the oil. We just want the oil. We have more oil resources in this country than we can than we need, right? We can export oil now. We have such an abundance of it. The oil that comes out of Venezuela is not as good or as clean as what comes out of America. What we need to do is stop our foreign adversaries from exploiting Argentina and stealing the oil and letting the Venezuela and letting the Venezuelan people benefit from the natural resources in their own country. It's not about the U.S. taking their oil. We don't need their oil. This is not what this is about. Now, having more oil on the market certainly will depress prices a bit. It should. In the world of supply and demand, but it's not about the United States stealing the oil. Remember that talk about the Middle East? I mean, the only reason we went after Saddam's, we wanted the oil, and then we didn't take the oil. Trump's argued many times, maybe we should have, to pay ourselves back for what it cost to liberate that country. But regardless, that's not what this is about. What this is about is TDS. All of the opposition, if the words coming out of your mouth sound exactly like the arch enemies of the United States overseas, you need to re-examine where you're coming from, I would say. That's my take on it. Now, I'm going to get to our top stories here. I went a little long here because Kim got me all riled up. But
you are welcome.
Thank you. Thank you. We got lots to talk about this morning. That's just part of it. We got more aldermen who are out there committing fraud with your tax dollars. We got all kinds of stuff happening. We've got John Lamping on a little later to talk about the legislative session, which starts tomorrow. We got more Rascal Flatts tickets to give away. We're going to get to all of that for you this morning. First, though, we're going to get to our first break of the day and our national anthem.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Making plans with asthma can be awful. It always goes from, that sounds fun, to, in this weather, what if my asthma acts up? I got tired of saying no. So my doctor suggested Dupixent. I'm Rachel, and I'm sponsored by Regeneron and Sanofi to share my story with real patients like me.
Dupixent, dupilumab, is an add-on prescription maintenance treatment for adults and children 6 years and up with moderate to severe eosinophilic or oral steroid-dependent asthma that's not controlled with current asthma medicines. Dupixent is not for sudden breathing problems.
Dupixent helps people breathe better in as little as 2 weeks. And now I don't even think twice about saying yes to plans more, rain or shine.
Severe allergic reactions, including skin reactions, can occur. Get help right away for face, mouth, tongue, or throat swelling, wheezing, or trouble breathing. Tell your doctor right away of signs of inflamed blood vessels like rash, chest pain, worsening shortness of breath, brown or dark-colored urine, tingling or numbness in limbs. Tell your doctor of new or worsening skin symptoms, joint aches and pain, or a parasitic infection. Don't change or stop other treatments without talking to your doctor.
Do more with less asthma. Ask your asthma specialist about Dupixent by name. Visit Dupixent.com or call 1-844-DUPIXENT.
Ah, DSW, birthplace of the humble brag. Here, the shoes are so good, no one would ever know how little you paid. If you didn't go telling everyone, that is. And with never-ending options for every style, mood, and occasion, all at really great prices, we'll definitely give you something to brag about. So go ahead, stock up on fresh sneakers from your favorite brands. Or try those boots you always secretly knew you could pull off. Find the shoes that get you at prices that get your budget at DSW stores or at DSW.com. Let us surprise you.
The Mark Cox Shortlist.
I criticize the way he did it. I criticize his method. I criticize the fact that for months now, he has been lying to the American people by saying this is about drugs. when in fact, today in that presser, he said it was about oil. But two things can be true at once. I criticize his method, but I am happy about the outcome.
How about that? Anna Navarro from The View. Oh, she had to choke down those words. She doesn't believe anything Trump says, but she's sure glad Maduro is out of office. You got to really think about whose side you're on, Anna.
Because this is a criminal president. That's not a slogan. That's not a political insult. That is a matter of record that he is trying, and the administration are trying to get you to memory hole.
It is the
that he is a criminal.
It is the chief dude with TDS in this country right there is Don Lemon, former Channel 2 reporter here in St. Louis many years ago, and all he wants to talk about is how much he hates Donald Trump. Trump could cure cancer, and Don Lemon would call him an illegitimate president.
Kudos to Indiana for saying. Kudos to California for saying we're going to fight back. Definitely kudos to the Trump justice who wrote the 160-page opinion denouncing what took place in Texas and to the Supreme Court for what they did.
Oh, man. How about that? Jasmine Crockett's so angry. She so wants to be a senator. She's out there dropping F-bombs now. Just to let you know how angry she is about the redistricting that is going to cost her congressional seat down in Texas.
The future of Venezuela working with America is going to be so bright and so incredible and so positive, and we'll have a conversation about everything that you raised. But the priority right now, as the president has made clear, is a judicious, thoughtful, careful transition process to secure a great future for Venezuela and to secure a great future for America.
Yeah, love that. Stephen Miller yesterday, if you missed it, with Jake Tapper, who just can't get a straight answer out of these people. Jake couldn't believe, but how is this legal? But why did you do it? But like they're all the same way. Margaret Brennan's like, I don't understand. Rubio's like, I just explained it to you, Margaret. The left in this country can't help itself. And the left is the media as well, the mainstream media. All you have to do is watch it. I watched the debut last night, Kim, of Tony DeCoppola as the anchor of the CBS Evening News. And I was waiting for one of the other past anchors to come out and like stab him between the shoulder blades or something. They change anchors there so often at CBS News because their ratings suck, right? And you got a big dialogue from Tony DeCoppola. We talked about it yesterday, saying, "Well, you know, I'm going to. I understand where the complaints are coming from. I've listened to this for 20 years. I didn't do anything about it, but I've listened to it for 20 years, and I understand how people on the street feel. And we're going to start paying more attention to that." Finally?
Well, let's see if
where the hell have you been,
let's
Tony?
Also see if they actually do that, because a lot of these mainstream media outlets will sit there and claim they're going to be one or two-sided, and they're not.
Yeah, well, that's true. I agree with that. I mean, and everybody's going to say, well, we should give them a chance to prove they can do that. You know, I mean, I played you the bite yesterday from 60 Minutes, where they went to Venezuela and talked about people killing animals in the zoos to survive and the tragic impact socialism had had on the people of Venezuela. Like, it was a thriving economy at one point 20-some years ago, and now it's just a crap hole. It's a third-world crap hole with some of the richest environmental resources in the world. They've got gold, they've got precious minerals, they've got a ton of oil, and it's all been pilfered by criminals like Hugo Chavez and this Maduro character. And you've got an opportunity to give them another chance to go at this, and you can't get past the Trump hating mentality. They don't care. The Biden administration issued a $25 million bounty on this guy's head. Trump already had it at 15 when he was in office the first time. Trump doubled it to 50 million when he got in office. Who gets the 50 million? I said yesterday they should, Trump should claim it for the United States military and split it up and give it to every unit that participated in that operation. Should get a little bit of that reward. I want you to hear just a little bit of Stephen Miller's interaction yesterday with Jake Tapper. This is worth listening to if you haven't heard it, because at the end of the day, they can't stand what's happened here. That is CNN. Go ahead and go to cut 10, please.
We're a superpower, and under President Trump, we are going to conduct ourselves as a superpower. It is absurd that we would allow a nation in our own backyard to become the supplier of resources to our adversaries, but not to us, to hoard weapons from our adversaries, to be able to be positioned as an asset against the United States rather than on behalf of the United States.
Sovereign countries shouldn't be able to do what they want to do.
The Monroe Doctrine and the Trump Doctrine is all about securing the national interests of America. For years, we sent our soldiers to die in deserts in the Middle East to try to build them parliaments,
Stephen,
to try to build them democracies, to try to give them more oil, to try to give them more resources. The future of the free world, Jake, depends on America being able to assert ourselves and our interests without apology.
Yeah, thank you. I would agree with that completely. He's right. I mean, at the end of the day, if not us, who? If not now, when? To paraphrase Ronald Reagan. I mean, the last great hope for democracy. The people in Venezuela are happy. Where the hell are you if you're not happy? Who are you? You need to have a little inflection, a little reflection there, I think, on your position on this whole thing. All right, coming up, we're going to get to Kim on a whim. Next hour, we'll give away some Rascal Flatts tickets.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Making plans with asthma can be awful. It always goes from, that sounds fun, to, in this weather, what if my asthma acts up? I got tired of saying no. So my doctor suggested Dupixent. I'm Rachel, and I'm sponsored by Regeneron in Santa Fe to share my story with real patients like me.
Dupixent, Dupilumab, is an add-on prescription maintenance treatment for adults and children 6 years and up with moderate to severe eosinophilic or oral steroid-dependent asthma that's not controlled with current asthma medicines. Dupixent is not for sudden breathing problems.
Dupixent helps people breathe better in as little as 2 weeks. And now I don't even think twice about saying yes to plans more, rain or shine.
Severe allergic reactions, including skin reactions, can occur. Get help right away for face, mouth, tongue, or throat swelling, wheezing, or trouble breathing. Tell your doctor right away of signs of inflamed blood vessels like rash, chest pain, worsening shortness of breath, brown or dark-colored urine, tingling or numbness in limbs. Tell your doctor of new or worsening skin symptoms, joint aches and pain, or a parasitic infection. Don't change or stop other treatments without talking to your doctor.
Do more with less asthma. Ask your asthma specialist about Dupixent by name. Visit Dupixent.com or call 1-844-DUPIXENT.
Come to DSW for the shoes, stay for the fun. Because, let's be honest, if shoe shopping isn't fun, are you even doing it right? So go ahead, try something new. Try something different. Good different. Try something that feels like you. You know, the real you. And then definitely brag about it later. Because at DSW, you've got unlimited freedom to play. Find the shoes that get you at prices that get your budget at DSW stores or at DSW.com. Let us surprise you.
Kim on a whim.
We've heard some really wonky stories out of the hospitals, especially in light of this whole trans movement, if you want to call it that. I mean, it's been a movement for a while, but it seems as though things have ramped up in the last number of years, and thankfully the Trump administration has been trying to squash some of the ridiculous policies, right?
It's a re-movement.
A re-movement.
They're removing
I like that.
Things.
Well, they're moving a lot of things and
yeah.
Not the best way.
No.
There's this video that libs of TikTok posted, and it was this woman supposedly is an ER nurse who's playing through the scenario that she dealt with, and it just blows your mind. Listen to this.
All right, so definitely to rule out your pneumonia, we're going to need a chest x-ray, but prior to that, because it's radiation, we're going to need a pregnancy test. Oh, you're trans? Okay, let me just check the chart. Yes, yeah, I do see you're trans. Sorry about that. It's right here. Let me just call x-ray. Yes, hi, x-ray. Patient XYZ, yes, I see that you ordered a pregnancy test before their chest x-ray, but this patient is actually trans. Yep, yeah, I know the current sex says female, but if you look directly below that, it says that their birth sex was male. You can see that, okay. So what's the question? You still absolutely need the pregnancy test. Okay. So I'm just gonna run this by you real quick. You want my patient, who is a trans girl, to go to the bathroom, to whip out their male parts that they still have, to pee in a cup, to see if they're pregnant with the uterus that they don't currently or have ever had. Yes, that is correct. Okay.
I mean, that's what the money's being used for at the hospitals. Now, thank goodness it's not like my tax dollars are funding that. But, I mean, they are getting money, right, in some sense from...
Well, the insurance companies having to pay for the stupid blood test, right?
If they're running a blood test, yeah. I mean, that's what we're up against right now. It's just total stupidity.
It's a lack of willingness to apply common sense to a situation.
Acceptance that the guy has a schlong. I mean, I don't know how else I can say it. The guy doesn't have a uterus. He can't be pregnant. I don't care if he has a wig and wears makeup and... wears a dress and paints his fingernails. I don't care. You can't get pregnant. Stop with the nonsense, okay? If you want to go around and say that your name is now Susie and it was Frank before and again do all those things, I can't stop you. But stop wasting time and resources, okay, at the hospital or anywhere else for us to try to go along with some lie. I mean, that's what this is. And it's so dumbfounding when you hear about this, assuming that this is accurate. I mean, the nurse sounded legitimate, but you never know with things online these days. You do have to be very careful. That's insane. And then, Mark, I sent you a link the other day. This was a situation out of a California Planet Fitness where there was a woman who'd walked into the women's restroom locker room and there was some guy who said he was trans and he was in one of the stalls. But if you've gone into the bathroom with a bunch of stalls, you can sometimes see the shadow, right, kind of underneath on the floor, and he was doing something there. All right, I'll let you fill in the blank.
Wait a minute. I think I know what he was doing. Let's go to the president for that one. Is that okay?
And she got schlonged.
Is that okay?
Well, we're just going to go with that.
Go ahead. That's right.
And so she could tell what this person was doing, and she went to report it and said that the Planet Fitness employees were all very young and, well, felt very awkward and didn't know what to do. So it ended up being this young girl's boyfriend who went in and knocked on the stall and said, "Hey, dude, get out of there. I don't care if you're a man or a woman." Well, first of all, if you're a man, you should not be in the women's locker room or restroom. But on top of that, I don't care what you are, you shouldn't be doing that.
Let me guess, Planet Fitness fired him for daring to go in and run a freak out of the wrong bathroom.
No, this was just the woman's boyfriend, not an employee. The employees were very nervous, and the woman said, she goes, "I don't blame the employees because, you know, it was a very awkward situation, but they didn't really do much." It was how she described the whole situation.
Well, it hasn't been long since we had that situation out there at last year, wasn't it? At Lifetime Fitness
in West County.
In Ellisville. Yeah.
And that guy was, I mean, I'm scary looking, to be honest with you. If my young child were around him and you're expecting these young girls to be changing in front of him, Absolutely not.
Yeah, well, I mean, here's the thing about it. You, when it gets down to it, as much talk as there is about reversing all these woke policies, has it really happened? The YMCA, Planet Fitness, I would have to guess, most of them. Lifetime, if you belong to one of these big gyms, read the fine print on what they're going to allow to exist in your locker room with you. And most of them are too afraid to take a stand on it. They've got some, you know, wishy-washy wording in there that says if somebody, you know, thinks they're a woman, that they can go in the women's bathroom along with your 12-year-old daughter. I mean, it's sick is what it is. And it's like a weed. It has wrapped its tentacles and its roots around big corporate America in such a way that getting rid of it all is just about impossible. That's why you have things like this that pop up that you're talking about.
The genie's out of the bottle, and it's really hard. Once you have let it out, it's very hard to do anything.
Well, I've never
heard
it called a genie before, but I think you're right.
I didn't go there. Apparently people are taking to what
I know.
Facebook.
You and President Trump. And
she got schlonged.
I mean, you have to acknowledge what's going on here of the absurdity of it. I mean, at some point, it just gets ridiculous, and I'm tired of it. But I feel like I can't not talk about this because I keep hearing of these situations. And despite the work that Trump has done to weed some of this out, where our tax dollars are being used to pay for these things and the children are having their parts chopped off, right, and parents aren't even aware of what's going on with hormone blockers, puberty blockers, all these different things, we've obviously done a lot of work in the right direction on that. But there's clearly still a lot of work to do. And you think that this sounds crazy and outlandish, but I'll guarantee you, I'll bet you anything it's happening here in the area and we just don't hear about it. It takes someone like that supposed ER nurse, and quite frankly, I don't really know where she works, and she certainly wouldn't ever say it. She'd probably lose her job if she hasn't already. But
yeah, you got to wonder about that because somebody recognized her, and somebody will say, well, people will know where she works because they know her, and word will get out that it was XYZ Medical Center. That's the shame about it. People need to understand. She's like a whistleblower. People need to understand what's going on here.
I'm sorry. I'm reading a message from our text line, which, by the way, we have open. It's 314-241-9797 if you want to comment on anything. Or, by the way, if we have a guest coming up, like Mark, you mentioned John Lamping at 637, feel free to reach out and send us a question you want us to ask our guest. But anyway, hey, Kim, this is Mark's friend, Steve. Your story isn't really a shock. A friend of mine had a brother who died from cancer. When his wife got the final bill, there were charges for pap smears. The hospital insisted it was a legitimate charge. This was over 20 years ago.
Wow.
Well, yep. Men, you can't get a pap smear. I'm sorry.
Nothing to smear there, generally speaking. unless you failed biology completely.
Well, and apparently a lot of people have.
apparently a lot of people.
Well, they probably
have.
Went That's to the Quality true. Learning Center.
Yeah, well, this is a true fact. All right, well, it's food for thought this morning, so to speak.
It's a lot of thought. Yeah, that's true.
Yes, it is. All right. Well, coming up, you know what today is, don't you? It is January 6th. It is the 6-year anniversary of what happened in Washington, D.C., that the left in this country will try to convince you was some violent revolution, the first unarmed violent revolution in the history of the world, apparently. But we're going to talk more about that because it just so happens your host was there that day. We'll be right back. How is it possible that 6 years ago today, I was probably getting out of bed, Eastern time would be about 6:49. I was probably up and at him and walking down toward the Capitol building. We were staying in a hotel in Washington, D.C., toward Georgetown. I wasn't in Georgetown because that's the high-rent district, but we were staying in that general direction off one of the famous circles there, and it was about a mile walk down to where the Capitol building was that morning because my friend and I, who were there for January 6th, were going to the Ellipse. and that is that area behind the south lawn of the White House, the east lawn, I guess, of the White House, where the ellipse is down there. And it kind of flows down toward the Washington Monument, and that is where the president was scheduled to give a speech. The speech was a last-minute ad. I'm just giving you some history as someone who traveled to Washington, D.C. on January 6th. The name J6 is because of the nonstop efforts of the left in this country, has taken on a meaning that it never should have. January 6th was a celebration of one of the pressure relief valves our founders and our predecessors in Congress were smart enough to give us if there were problems with an election. It was the last best hope to stop an election that had evidence of problems. It allowed a senator and a congressman to stand up, and if they both complained about the same slate of electors from a state, they were able to go and speak for a couple of hours and challenge those results, at which point the vice president had the power to reject that slate of electors. Now, as we all know from our history now, 6 years ago, a clear group of agitators prevented that from happening, and the Democrats took full advantage of it. How many of them were FBI agents? I don't know. How much did they know in advance? Clearly a lot. But it turned into something that it never was intended to be by the other 250,000 people besides me who traveled to D.C. that day. I listened to the president's speech. He said nothing about going up and breaking into the Capitol building. It was just utter left-wing nonsense, all of it. And as my evidence of that, I will offer up to you this morning some of the sound, the interviews I did that day about 2 o'clock right here on the Annie Fry Show. Just listen to the first few minutes of this, and you'll hear my reactions as I was witnessing right after the flashbangs and the report of a gunshot had gone off inside of the Capitol. Those of us on the lawn still had no idea what was going on. Listen.
Mark Cox of the Mark Cox Morning Show is on the ground there. He went to participate and see this rally with his own eyes, and he is on the ground right now. Mark, a lot of people curious if you're safe. We're glad that you are. What can you tell us about your experience right now?
Yeah, I'm doing fine, Annie. I'm a little hacked off, to be quite honest with you, because, you know, there's one in every crowd. I don't know who in the world would be dumb enough to go into the United States Capitol building and open fire. This has been a wonderful experience. From the time we first hit the streets this morning on Pennsylvania Avenue, we went to the World War II Memorial and saw some people out there that we knew from St. Louis. We listened to the president's speech. We listened to all of that. We moved down Constitution Avenue. People gathered outside of the Capitol building. Police warned people to step back because some had gotten a little too close. And then, as I reported to you earlier, they started firing the flashbangs and a little bit of pepper spray. And the next thing I know, people are streaming up the steps to the back side of the Capitol building, where the picture you would imagine where they do the inauguration, that end of the Capitol building. And, you know, it was hard to tell from where I was on the ground down below what was happening once they got up there. My assumption is then at some point there were troublemakers in the crowd that nobody was aware of, who proceeded to somehow get into the building.
How about that? How right was I the day this happened on January 6th, 6 years ago, to have the left in this country lie and manufacture evidence and delete evidence they didn't like on this biased J6 committee to twist this into a political hammer to hammer Donald Trump with? That's all this ever was about. Because we now know the truth about what happened that day. The only person that died was Ashley Babbitt, a Trump supporter, killed by a Capitol police officer who never had any consequences from that. And I'm going to play one more bite from you from a little later the next morning when I still drew the same conclusion. This was the day after they asked me for my reaction.
From where I've been this morning, it looks very much like they're back to normal around here. Clearly not near the Capitol building yet, even though the whatever the threat was existed yesterday and doesn't exist today. I mean, again, as I'm listening to coverage of this from the national media, they're treating this as if this is some ongoing threat. This is something that was sort of a passion of the moment thing, I think, that happened yesterday, even though I do believe there were agitators who encouraged it and goaded some of these people who were part of this rally into taking part in it. I'm not making excuses for them. Don't get me wrong. But to act like the threat continues today, I think, is really not helping the situation.
Yeah, thank you. That was live, raw, on the ground, January 6th and the morning after. So here we are 6 years out. We know the truth of what happened that day. We know how it was manipulated and how they tried to rewrite the history of that entire exercise in democracy, which is how the entire thing started out. There's no doubt about that. All right, quick break here. We'll give away some Rascal Flatts tickets and talk to our friend, former Senator John Lamping, at about 6:35 about the upcoming legislative session. Stay tuned.
Get more at 971talk.com.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Making plans with asthma can be awful. It always goes from, that sounds fun, to, in this weather, what if my asthma acts up? I got tired of saying no. So my doctor suggested Dupixent. I'm Rachel, and I'm sponsored by Regeneron and Sanofi to share my story with real patients like me.
Dupixent, dupilumab, is an add-on prescription maintenance treatment for adults and children 6 years and up with moderate to severe eosinophilic or oral steroid-dependent asthma that's not controlled with current asthma medicines. Dupixent is not for sudden breathing problems.
Dupixent helps people breathe better in as little as 2 weeks. And now I don't even think twice about saying yes to plans more, rain or shine.
Severe allergic reactions, including skin reactions, can occur. Get help right away for face, mouth, tongue, or throat swelling, wheezing, or trouble breathing. Tell your doctor right away of signs of inflamed blood vessels like rash, chest pain, worsening shortness of breath, brown or dark-colored urine, tingling or numbness in limbs. Tell your doctor of new or worsening skin symptoms, joint aches and pain, or a parasitic infection. Don't change or stop other treatments without talking to your doctor.
Do more with less asthma. Ask your asthma specialist about Dupixent by name. Visit Dupixent.com or call 1-844-DUPIXENT.